today on the show, we're going to be talking about something that's important to me personally. We're going to be talking about ticks. I feel like I use this show to talk about all the bad things that have happened to me. I know I've been on here talking about how I fell out of a tree stand. Now I'm telling you that I contracted Rocky Mountain spotted fever from a tick bite while I was turkey hunting. But, I mean, it really did happen to me. And our next guest, he spent nearly 40 years on the television. He's the host of Good Fishing and the host of Outdoor Secrets, Babe Winkleman. Babe, you and I met by happenstance this year at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and I never knew you were a tick expert.
Well, I'm not a tick expert.
I think you're being generous.
I'm a farm kid who decided years ago to make his living in the outdoors because he liked it more than any other thing, and sold all my other businesses. I had six companies and about 200 employees, and just sold them all one day and told my wife, I'm going to figure out how to do this in the outdoors.
Well, I certainly...
She said, doing what? And I said, I don't know.
So how long have you been doing television now? It's been nearly 40 years, right?
Well, I started on television in 1978 with S.C. Johnson. I introduced Deepwoods Off insect repellent to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that campaign went on for 5 years. It exploded. Within 90 days, every person in America who spoke English knew who I was and that I was a professional fisherman.
Okay.
They sold me in as a guy needing a heavier insect repellent.
Right.
And then 2 years later, we started with Good Fishing.
I see. Well, you know, what we want to talk about today is that most of our listeners have a problem, whether they know it or not, and that's ticks, tick-borne illnesses. You know, just give us some quick and dirty stats. I don't think people quite realize how big of a problem this is and also how much bigger it's becoming.
They don't. Because when we all grew up, those of us that are of the baby boomer era, at least there were no problems with ticks.
Right.
And as our families grew up, we didn't teach them about problems with ticks either, because there was very few that existed. It is to the point right now, it's the largest medical epidemic I think we will ever face in America, but it is to the epidemic stage now. There are more people diagnosed with just Lyme disease every day than there are women with breast cancer, and or more people being diagnosed successfully every day with Lyme disease than there are men or women with colon cancer. Problem of it is that the tick experts tell me that 72% of the people are being misdiagnosed.
Really?
And when Lyme disease goes on to the chronic stage, you have it for the rest of your life, and you will spend that time fighting for your life. A lot of people, one out of three adults who have chronic Lyme, eventually wind up committing suicide because they can't live with it and there's no cure.
That's unbelievable stats. And you have some experience with Lyme yourself, right?
I've had Lyme disease three times. We've had it seven times in our family. Six of the seven times have come from spring turkey hunting.
Well,
and it is probably the worst single time for us to be in the woods, particularly if you're unprotected.
Right.
You know, the ticks from last year, when ticks are born, their first blood meal comes from a white-fronted mouse.
Okay.
And those baby ticks, the larvae, take that blood meal, and they spend the time growing to nymph size in the first year. From spring, they're born generally in April or May, depending upon where a person lives in the United States. They might even be a little earlier than that down in lower Alabama there.
Right.
But that's basically the cycle. They go into hibernation in fall. Now, for ticks, they have a different term for it than hibernation, but basically people understand what that means.
Right, right.
And they have the ability to, before they go into hibernation, fill their body cavity with a serum-like material that's like antifreeze.
Mm-hmm.
So, at 40 below, they go under a couple of leaves and hope for a package of snow on top to insulate them, and it doesn't bother them at all.
Right.
Their ticks have now spread all over Canada.
So with you talked about this, I mean, how big of a problem this is, and that's one thing I don't think most people realize is just how big of a problem. But why is that? Why are we, you know, you mentioned that it wasn't a problem, you know, when you were a kid. What are some of the factors that are causing tick populations and tick-borne illness to explode?
Well, the ticks have been here. Mm-hmm. They found evidence of Lyme disease back as far as 4,000 years ago in some mummy or something. So, I mean, it's been on Earth. We didn't know it in America because when I grew up, for example, we burned our farm every 2 years.
Right.
Every farmer did. Every rancher did in America. That was the way you cleaned the land up and you fertilized it and sweetened it with potash and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And without us knowing it, we were keeping the tick population at bay. More than 80% of us lived in the country off the land, and we worked with it.
Right.
That started to switch. As the urban sprawl came about, and more people left the very small farms and moved to the cities, there was less and less and less controlled burning going on, to the point right now I don't know that there's even 1% of the land in America that gets controlled burned annually.
Right.
And as that happened, that was the only thing that was keeping the ticks at bay. The only thing that kills them is fire or heat.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's the same reason that our quail populations have declined. One of the reasons it was a normal agricultural practice, and now it's just not done as widely. Well, you know, you talked about Lyme disease, but there's so many other. You've had Lyme. I've had Rocky Mountain spotted fever. There's also a number of other illnesses out there. There's another one called alpha gal. Tell us about alpha gal.
Alpha gal comes from the Lone Star tick. It's got a kind of a white mark on its back that kind of looks like the state of Texas,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's named that way. But alpha gal is a allergy that shows up in some people to red meat. They have no idea that they have this. May take a considerable amount of time to manifest in the body after the tick bite. But they might be sitting out at a restaurant just eating a tenderloin and all of a sudden choke, and they can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get them to medical care very quick.
Right.
It's a weird thing. They don't understand a whole lot about it, why it affects some people like that. And apparently doesn't affect others like that, but it's a nasty thing that can drop you right in your tracks.
Well, I think we can see that. I mean, there's a definite problem with ticks right now. The diseases themselves they're scary. It's not something that you want to pick up. So, I mean, the first step to not contracting a tick-borne illness is preventing getting bit in the first place. So,
well, exactly, but people have got to realize this. We're not going to stop the ticks. They went through the roof in population size in the last 2 years. Once you get one of these diseases and it goes to certain stages, some of the diseases are curable.
Mm-hmm.
But there's about six of them or so that'll kill you if you don't know that you have them, and there's a lot of cases that people don't. And then they go on to severe stages.
Right.
But we are going to, this year the numbers are going to dramatically increase again. That's going to, the future just says more and more ticks. So we have got to learn how to live with them, and their only answer is education. That's why we built our Tick-Borne Illness Information Center. So every family in America, not only hunters, but as people, my oldest daughter lives in a suburb of Minneapolis, called Brooklyn Center. It's a big city, and there's two little parks close by where she lives, and she walks her dogs there and got Lyme disease last summer.
Right.
And was then misdiagnosed.
Well, folks, if you're looking for more information, we're going to go to a quick break, babe, but if you're looking for more information on tick prevention and just care and treatment of tick bites, you can go to winkleman.com, and there is a tick total tick protection center on Babe's website. Go to Winkleman.com to read more. There's just a ton of information, from illnesses, stories, you know, problems and solutions, whatever you might need. We've pointed out that y'all've got a problem, folks. You've got a tick problem, whether you know it or not. And, you know, during the break, I went over to Winkleman.com, and Babe, I was looking at the Tick-Borne Illness Information Center. I love the little ad you got on there. It says, "View the guide that ticks hate." I love it. So, you know, y'all definitely check out Winkleman.com, and there's just a ton of information. We won't cover it all on this radio show, but Babe, I want to ask you one thing. Okay, I'm going turkey hunting Saturday morning. I'm going in an area we've got a lot of ticks, a lot of ticks. So what I want you to do is I want you to take me through prevention of getting bit by a tick, and then if I were to get bit by a tick, tell me how to take care of it, how to treat it, what I need to do.
Okay, perfect. First off, you got to realize that it's the nymphal ticks that are out right now that have just come out in your part of the country, maybe in the last month or so, maybe longer than that. But they're looking for the second blood meal of their life. They're ravenous. They're little guys. They're about a third the size of a poppy seed. You don't feel them bite you. So you absolutely have to protect yourself from getting bitten. You start, there's a product, we use Insect Shield, who makes the product. They're the biggest company in the business. Mm-hmm. Anyway, permethrin is made for treating fabric.
Right.
It is not made to go on your skin. So you start with your socks. You do your socks, your pants, and your shirt. You turn them inside out, and you spray them down. Don't miss anything. Make sure everything gets sprayed. Then you let them dry. Then you take them and turn them right side out. You spray them down again and let them dry, and you're ready to go. You need to make certain you do your socks. I personally also take a layer of high-performance fabric as a base layer, and I treat that on both sides as well.
Right.
So it seals my body up from my toes all the way up to my neck, where there is no place that a tick can get to my skin.
Right.
That's the key. If they walk across 1 inch of permethrin-treated fabric, A, they will not bite you. B, they will fall off your stone dead in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Now, then if you want to put a little bit on the outside of, if it's cool and you wear a light jacket or something, and so forth, you can put some on the outside of it. The permethrin also will keep mosquitoes, gnats, black flies away like any good insect repellent does.
And it really works.
There's also... Pardon?
I said it really works. I've used it, and it doesn't smell. It doesn't make your skin feel funny after it dries onto the clothing. I mean, it really does work.
And it's the only thing that works, and it's good for 6 washings once you treat it like that.
Right.
6 times you can wash it in the washer before you'll have to retreat again. Then there's another lotion we use called Picaridin, and we use Tick Defense, a brand that's made by Spectra. But there's 2 companies that make Picaridin, and that's a topical lotion that is made to go on skin. So with that, you cover your neck, all around your head, and your face and hands, because those are not going to be rubbing up against permethrin-treated clothing. Now, I treat my hat with permethrin inside and out, personally, and then I put the Picaridin all over any of the skin. If one drops off of a high piece of grass or a tree, which is possible, that might be an adult too. But point of it is it's possible. So you make sure that it's impossible for a tick to get to you.
Right.
And you were good to go.
All right. So I've forgotten to put permethrin on, and I get bit by a tick. What now?
Okay, the next thing you have to do, the worst thing you can do when you can see a tick on your body is grab them, squeeze them, and pull them off.
Okay.
Because any fluids or saliva that they have inside of them or in their probe that they have down into you, when you grab them and squeeze them to pull them off, you inject that stuff into you.
Okay.
That's the worst thing you can do. You have to get a tool. The best one I know of is called Tickies. It's a needle-nose tweezers on one end, and you slide that tweezers right underneath the body of the tick, even those little tiny nymphal deer ticks. You go right underneath them, you close it up, and then you slowly pull it out. You don't want that to break off inside of you.
Okay, that's
then
a good
the best
tip.
Thing you can do once you've pulled the tick out of your body, put it in a plastic bag, seal it, take a Sharpie pen, write on it the date. And now monitor yourself for symptoms, which all the symptoms of all the tick diseases are on our tick site.
Okay.
And all the complications of symptoms, so they can learn it real quick right there. If they need to, if they think they're getting some of the symptoms, then take that tick and send it into Tick Report.
Okay.
Tick Report, and the stuff's on our website again, is the number one tick diagnostic center in the country. They can test for everything there.
Okay.
So you send it in to them, and within 3 days you'll have an answer. You'll know. You've got to catch this stuff soon. Like in the case of Lyme disease, there's four stages to growth of the bacteria. Once they get through stage two, and that all happens in your bloodstream, but once they get through stage two, they leave your bloodstream, burrow into, like corkscrews, right in through your bones, into the marrow, into the joints and the tendons and ligaments, and then they put a film around themselves that makes them oblivious into the antibiotics. They go to sleep, according to the researchers and doctors, and they may stay there multiple weeks, multiple months, or multiple years.
Well, babe,
before they come back out and attack your body.
Well, we're running out of time, and there's so much here to learn and talk about. But the theme is that, guys, ticks are out there. They carry some nasty stuff. Just protect yourself when you're out enjoying the outdoors. Head on over to Winkleman.com and check out all the information that's there and get the products that you need to stay safe out there.